from the Director Community Business Development Partners requesting authorization to submit the annual disadvantaged business enterprise goals for United States Department of Transportation assisted projects to the Federal Transit Administration for anticipated contracts in federal fiscal years 2012 through 2014. This item was also referred to the Committee on Economic and Community Development.
Good morning, young lady. State your name for the record, sir.
Good morning. Frieda Webb, Director of the Office of Community Business Development Partners. What you have before you is the Milwaukee County report to the Federal Transportation Administration for three-year goals for 2012 through 2014. Everything is the same except this is a three-year report as opposed to a one-year report based upon the changes that the federal government issued to us and that we narrow abide by. I'd like to call your report to the introduction page just to clarify. When you look at the following page, that relative to the overall DBE goals for fiscal 12 through for fiscal 2012 through 2014, that this is a weighted average. And so, if you've done the calculation and it seemed off, it's because the average is weighted. And then I'd like to know if you have any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Harris.
Thank you. So I do have some questions, but I'm not sure if I understand what weighted means. And I guess is that related to how the projections are? I guess what am I trying to say here? How is projected and distributed? I guess with the projections of this particular amount, for example, I'll just skip to 2010, where it says DBE committed dollars and projected dollar amount, $1.5 million, and then it gives a goal. Does that mean that, I guess I'm wondering, that funding, does it all come from the federal government to your department, and then you decide what percentages go to the DBE organizations? Because then I'm kind of curious, then where does the rest of the funding go to if only a certain percentage is allocated to DBE organizations? So I guess I'm just...
Okay. Let me back up. This is a report to the Federal Transportation Administration for funding received to Milwaukee County for federal transportation projects.
Okay.
The money goes to Milwaukee County Public Works for federal transportation projects. The department identifies their anticipated projects for the coming years. Anticipated because the board has not approved what they will fund. And so the money does not come to the Office of Community Business Development. We confer with Public Works based upon the anticipated projects and look for opportunities for DBEs based upon the ready, will, and enable DBEs. And based upon the ready, will, enable DBEs, which are the number of firms in our database, we set goals based upon past achievement.
Okay. And the goals, Mr. Chairman, the goals that are set, there is a dollar amount that is attached to that goal based on the type of work that they do? Is that what these...
Well, there's a guesstimate of the contract amount.
Okay.
And the guesstimate of the contract amount and the specification relative to skill sets, we identify the ready, will, and enable DBEs, whether it's, say, architectural and engineering services or general construction, plumbing, electrical, or various types of construction services, whether that be construction direct or construction related. And based upon our ready, will, and enable DBEs, we see what we have in past achievement, and we set a goal based per project, and then we total those goals and weight it out.
Okay.
Ms. Webb, make sure she get her thought out before you jump in, please.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Somebody here the other floor.
Thank you. That was helpful, though, but I do appreciate that as well. So then the last question that I do have, then, are we to assume that there are multiple DBE organizations that will be allocated funding based on what you have? So even though it's $393,000, that doesn't mean it goes to one DBE organization, you know, or a DBE that is doing construction work, but you may have multiple DBE construction contractors that could bid on projects, and they all pretty much be paid out of this particular funding.
That is correct, Mr. Chairman. That is not one DBE. That's the project amount, a guesstimate of a project amount. And once the RFP is put out, based upon those bidders and those successful bidders, it would basically be divvied accordingly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, Bukowski.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move approval.
We have a motion for move approval. Any questions, any comments? If not, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Thomas.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Madam Clerk, item number 7.
Thank you.